Welcome into Locked On Phillies. A big series with the Braves starts tonight. We'll dive deeper into game one. Plus, I'm going behind enemy lines. I'll explain what I mean on today's episode of Locked On Phillies.
You are Locked On Phillies, your daily Philadelphia Phillies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yes, this is Locked On Phillies. I'm your host, Connor Thomas. Been talking Phillies baseball for years over on 97.5 The Fanatic. I'll tell you more about another station I'll be working with for this series. I'll explain that in our final segment today. But I want to thank you for making Locked On Phillies your first listen every day. We're free and available wherever you get your podcasts. And today's episode is brought to you by Blue Nile. Make your moment sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com. And Locked On Sports listeners get $50 off purchases of $500 or more. That is a podcast exclusive, and it includes engagement rings. So use code LOCKEDON at checkout. The Phillies have a big series with the Atlanta Braves. We talked about it a little bit on yesterday's episode, but I want to dive a little deeper into game one today and talk about the Phillies and Braves matchup that will go on tonight, because there is a huge, or a couple rather, of huge advantages that go the Philadelphia Phillies' way in this one. Jumping into it right now, let's start with the pitching matchup. We previewed it a little bit yesterday, but let's dive deeper. It's Zach Wheeler, it's Charlie Morton, and the Philadelphia Phillies have a distinct advantage in this one. Wheeler, a very real chance to be a National League All-Star, has a great win-loss record, all things considered, for the Phillies and the hole they dug themselves in at the start of the year. He's 6-4, but more importantly than win-loss for pitchers, he has a 2.77 ERA, just outstanding. A 1-1-1 whip, incredible. Basically a base runner an inning, and you can absolutely live with that. 74 2/3 innings pitched, and he's already struck out 86. 65 hits given up, only 18 walks, and only 3 home runs allowed. Now, Charlie Morton's numbers, they're going to sound rather similar to that, outside of a select few, and it just shows you how slight the difference can be in pitching at the major league level. You get hurt a couple times, you miss a pitch. Like if Zach Wheeler misses a pitch, well, he's giving up a single. If Charlie Morton misses up a pitch and gives up a home run, it can totally change around these statistics. So Charlie Morton's only 4 wins, 3 losses on the year. Record, not overly important, though. The ERA, he's at 4.84, over 2 full points, or not points, but 2.00. Full above where Zach Wheeler is ERA-wise. The whip isn't that high. He's only got a 1.28 whip, not much worse than Zach Wheeler's. And he's thrown almost identical to the amount of innings, 74 1/3 innings pitched, as opposed to Wheeler's 74 2/3 innings pitched. Morton's only given up 4 more hits. Okay, 69 hits to 65 hits. That's basically comparable. He's also struck out 86, the same exact number that Zach Wheeler has struck out. That shows you Charlie Morton still has some strong stuff as a righty to get you out at the plate without letting the ball be put into play. The strikeout is certainly going to be a factor for both sides in tonight's contest. Here's where the disparity comes in, though. Wheeler has walked 18. Charlie Morton has walked 26, a full 8 more batters being put on base for free by Morton, and he's given up 11 home runs to Zach Wheeler's 3. That means when you can beat Charlie Morton, well, you can normally leave the yard on some of his pitches that are mistakes. And with a lineup that has Kyle Schwarber, one of the hotter hitters in baseball, it's still June for a couple more days. You have Nick Castellanos, who's due to get the power back at some point. JT Realmuto, who looked like he got a little bit of that power stroke back in San Diego with 2 home runs in that series. You have Rhys Hoskins, who can get hot at any time. And then some guys down near the bottom of the order that can swing it a little bit and leave the yard too. Talking about the Didi Gregorius, who doesn't have a home run on the year yet, I believe. Bryson Stott, who's hit a couple. Matt Beerling, who's hit a couple. I mean, this is a Phillies lineup. Alec Bohm, who's hit a couple. This is a Phillies lineup that even the guys down at the bottom can run into one every once in a while. So Charlie Morton's going to have to be careful with that for Atlanta. The Phillies are going to have to try and take advantage of those shortcomings from Atlanta's starting pitcher. The matchup predictor here on ESPN, ESPN Analytics, says the Phillies have a 60.7% chance to win this game, 39.3% for the Braves. I look at that and I'm like, whoa, that's not indicative of this pitching matchup. Because, yeah, is Zach Wheeler the better pitcher? Absolutely. But is he that much better than Charlie Morton to the point where the Braves have less than a 40% chance to win this game, according to analytics from ESPN? No. So what's going on? Well, we know the Bryce Harper injury is going on. How are the Phillies favored? They're missing their best hitter. Well, it opens up the DH spot, so now you can move guys around. You probably get a little bit more solid defense. You know, they're out there in right field if Castellanos go to DH, out there in left field if Kyle Schwarber goes to DH. But the issue with the Braves is they've got Ozzie Albies, who's out indefinitely. Major injury there. We already knew about that one. That one's happened prior to. But Ronald Acuna Jr., just in this past weekend series that the Braves had, fouled a ball off of his foot. He was using one of those medical scooters to get around, per reports. And it sounds like what he said when he had his media availability was that he couldn't put pressure on the foot at the time. And it'll probably be a day or two for him to be out. He may be back this series. He may miss the entire series. I'd be surprised if we see him in game one tonight. And I think that's what those numbers are telling you, is that Ronald Acuna Jr. will probably not play tonight for the Atlanta Braves. Now, are they still a talented roster? Absolutely. Still got Dansby Swanson. Still got Austin Riley. Still have guys that could tear the cover off the ball. There's guys you got to watch out for. But the Philadelphia Phillies have an advantage because of the injury issues that are plaguing the Atlanta Braves right now, and because they have the best pitcher in this matchup. And frankly, the best pitcher on either of these teams is throwing tonight for the Philadelphia Phillies, and that is one Zach Wheeler. Also, the bullpen's been hot. Maybe ESPN Analytics is riding that hot streak for the Phillies bullpen. Whatever the total case may be, all of those things factor in for the Philadelphia Phillies and in their favor as we get ready. Plus, the game being at Citizens Bank Park, being a home game for your Phillies, that certainly helps out. It's a very winnable game tonight. You expect the Phillies to go out and win this one, take care of business against a team that's not struggling but has some injury issues and is susceptible to losing this game, and get the series off on the right foot so that maybe, right foot, no pun intended with the Acuna injury, but maybe with that first win, you can give yourself a chance to sweep, but you can certainly give yourself a great opportunity to take your seventh series out of the last eight if they win this one against Atlanta. It looks great. It looks all, everything's falling the Phillies' way besides the Bryce Harper injury, and there's nothing they can do about that. But everything else out of their control looks like it's leaning their way, at least for tonight. And I'll be down the park. I'll be keeping an eye on it. I'll be tweeting stuff out from at LO underscore Phillies and from my personal account at ConnorThomas975. And I'll keep you updated as to what's going on. Hopefully a fun night for the Phillies, though, down at the yard and everyone in attendance, and they could steal a win from the second place Atlanta Braves. Not really steal a win. I guess every win you kind of got to steal in professional sports, but earn a win over the Atlanta Braves. We'll keep an eye out for it and see what happens. Coming up next, every once in a while I like to do this. I like to take stock in where the NL East is, and we haven't done it for a minute. So we're going to review the standings. We're going to look at strength of schedule. We're going to talk through everything as the Phillies get ready to head into their final stretch prior to the All-Star break. So that's coming up next on Locked On Phillies. All right, let me tell you more about our title sponsor today, Blue Nile, because whether you're ready to pop the question or you're just celebrating a milestone moment, you can find jewelry as unique as her with the modern convenience of online shopping at BlueNile.com. They're awesome. They've got these simple online tools that help you customize the ring to exactly how she wants it, from shape, size, clarity, the setting, everything like that. You can go through, you can click all the ones, and you can decide exactly how you want to build out the perfect ring for her. And if you have questions, or if you're doing everyday fine jewelry and you don't know what type of jewelry to buy, is it a ring, is it a necklace, is it earrings, is it a bracelet? Well, Blue Nile has very good help. They have 24/7 online jewelry experts. They can help you through a chat. They can help you over the phone. They can help you pick out a gift, help you model an engagement ring after something. All of that is very helpful, and they can help you do it at a just a moderate budget too. They really make it affordable for you to do all this stuff for the special person in your life. Blue Nile's the best. So if you're looking for fine jewelry, Like, go ahead and make your moment sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com. And Locked On Sports listeners get $50 off purchases of $500 more. And that includes engagements. So go over and use the code Locked On. That's code Locked On. Plus, every order is insured, ships free, and arrives with discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside, so you can shop stress-free and find your forever piece at BlueNile.com. This episode is also brought to you by Rock Auto. There's so many new cars, makes, and models. They come out with new ones every year. It's hard to keep up with the constant increase of parts and pieces you need to maintain your vehicle. So why do it yourself? And why go to a regular store on the corner that tries to do it locally without the resources of Rock Auto and rockauto.com? It's the best way to shop for new pieces and parts to your car, whether you're upgrading, maintaining, repairing. They've got it all. It's easy. You save time and you also save money. They sell these parts you can find at the corner store for 30%, 50%, sometimes even 100% less. So go ahead and check out, I guess, not technically, can be 100% less. It would be 100% more at the other store. You get what I'm saying. It's significantly cheaper. So go ahead and check out Rock Auto because they're a family business. They know what it's like to serve do-it-yourselfers. They've been doing it for more than two decades. Check them out. And there's a special that we're running here. Make sure you tell them that Locked On was the one who sent you over there. Write it in their how did you hear about us box so they know that we sent you in. And rockauto.com has all the right parts available for your car or truck. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. That's rockauto.com. All right, it's time to talk a little bit of standing. We're going to talk standing in the NL East, and we're also going to take a peek in at the wild card race as the Phillies continue to gain ground by playing consistently good baseball over the past couple of weeks. Now, the division is still in a tough spot. The Mets have cooled off slightly, but not enough that the Phillies are really in contention to catch them in the near future. The Phillies are 8 games back, the Mets 20 games over 500 at 47-27. Now, the Braves sit at 42-32. The Phils 39-35, which means they're only 3 games behind the Atlanta Braves. What that means is in 3 games against the Atlanta Braves this week, if the Philadelphia Phillies sweep, well, they will be tied with the Atlanta Braves 42-35 each. And they'll have a share of second place in the National League East. It's very possible. You look at the run differential for the Phillies, it's picking up. They've got a plus 35, and it belays where these teams are in the standings. Atlanta has a plus 44, slightly better than the Phillies. The Mets have a plus 67, way better than the Phillies and Atlanta. And that's how the standings basically shake out. Looking the opposite direction, because I don't want to leave our friends down there in Miami and Washington out. Miami is 33-39. They've fallen to 6 games below 500. It's relatively clear that they're not a contender in this division, but a talented roster nonetheless. And Washington is just a dumpster fire. They're 20 games below 500 at 28-48, and they're 20 games back of the New York Mets. So 20 games out in late June is probably a death knell for the season. If that's not enough, well, they've got a minus 110 run differential. And if you just look around baseball, it is the second worst in the major leagues behind only Oakland. And Oakland has a minus 111. So Washington, only one run better than that. It's a three-team race in the division from here on out, the way I see it. And the Phillies, well, they're lucky to be included in that, especially after the start that they had. Let's look at the remaining strength of schedule, and then we'll talk a little bit of wild card. Now, the Phillies have the easiest schedule of any NL East team remaining. The 27th hardest schedule in baseball, meaning they're the fourth easiest. The Mets have the fifth easiest. Let's go up to the next closest is the Atlanta Braves, who have the 17th hardest, making them the 13th easiest. And then Miami is dead in the middle at 15. Now, you look at Washington, they have one of the harder schedules remaining. They're dead to rights. Don't even have to worry about them. But the Phillies and the Mets have significantly easier schedules than anyone else in the division. That's why I don't think the Phillies are catching the Mets. But I do think the Phillies can go ahead and play second in the division and take advantage of one of those wild card spots. And speaking of the wild card spots, let's go ahead and take a look at what's going on in the wild card race so that we're aware of exactly where the Philadelphia Phillies stand when it comes to that third spot. Now, in the National League, the three wild card spots currently belong to the St. Louis Cardinals, the San Francisco Giants, the San Diego Padres are the three teams in there. Actually, I apologize. It's San Diego, Atlanta, and Milwaukee. St. Louis tied with Milwaukee, but just a half game out. It's a weird situation with win-loss and everything like that. And then the Phils are chasing the Giants as well. It's a whole cluster, you know what, in there for the wild card spot. Here's basically all you need to know. The Phillies are two games back of the final wild card spot right now. There's a lot of teams all grouped around there. They're chasing San Diego, Atlanta, Milwaukee, the Cardinals, the 49ers, the San Francisco Giants, I mean. They see the Cardinals for two series coming up here, so a chance to make up huge ground on them. And, of course, they can catch Atlanta, who's also in the wild card standings. They could catch up to them in just this series. So a huge set of games for the Philadelphia Phillies, and they're creeping up on that wild card race. We'll see what they can do tonight and as the series progresses as they get ready to make even further hay towards that. But here's the thing. They've got an easy schedule. They've got a still talented roster, even without Bryce Harper. And we'll see what they're able to do during this tough stretch. But if they can tread water, they've got a great chance to be in the mix until the end and make a late push to try and make it in. Hopefully, Bryce Harper is back and healthy for that late push. And then, hey, it's game on. Let's get after it and see if the Phils can make it in. In the final segment of today's episode, we're going to do a little stepping off because we haven't done that for a while. Stepping off is a segment where we step outside the lines of the baseball analysis and everything like that and do a little bit of fun side topic. And for this week, I want to tell you a little bit about a fun behind enemy lines type of task that I have. I'll tell you about that in just a second as we wrap up today's Locked On Phillies. Now, this episode is also brought to you by BetOnline.net. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. You can find all of the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news. This year's NHL playoffs are done, but Major League Baseball is going strong. You have a ways to go before baseball wraps it up. It's the only game in town right now as far as the Big Four is concerned, but the best part is there's games every night. You can find the latest odds on that at BetOnline because they're your continued source for all of your sporting wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. Phils look like a big favorite tonight. Take a look and see if you want to bet them. And BetOnline.net remains the best spot for all of your sports scores, podcasts, and news this season. It's not just bets. It's also the news you need to make informed bets. BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite sports and events, including MMA, boxing, and golf. So head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends in action. BetOnline, it's where the game starts. All right, it's time for stepping off. And this segment's named after like a pitcher basically taking a step off the rubber, collecting himself, calling time, stepping outside the realm of the game for a second to collect. It's kind of just sometimes you got to break up the action, you know. And today, well, I've got something interesting that I'm going to be doing over the next 3 days that'll glean us interesting information for you as a Philadelphia Phillies fan and a fan of Major League Baseball in general. I'll share my experiences as I have them. But someone who used to work up here at 97.5, the Fanatic, Kevin McAlpin, reached out. He works down at 680 The Fan in Atlanta, which is the radio station, the official station that carries the rights to all Atlanta Braves games. Now, they don't have someone up here this week to do post-game sound for them, to get post-game sound. So he reached out to me and asked if I'd be able to do that. And I said, yeah, of course, man. I got you, Kev. I'll be happy to help. Because I'm going to sneak in the locker room. I'm going to look around a little bit. So I'll be in post-game media availability, not for the Phillies this week, but for the Atlanta Braves while they're in town playing the Phillies. Get a chance to hear from manager Brent Snitker. I'll be able to get a chance to hear from players, the starting pitcher. Did I call him Brent Snitker? Brian Snitker? I'm an idiot. I should probably learn his name the right way before I'm there. I promise I know. But I'll be behind enemy lines. And let me tell you, I'm going to be doing reconnaissance. I'm going to be in the locker room. I'm going to be chatting. I have a mutual contact with Dansby Swanson, so I'm going to ask him if he could please be nice and not demolish the Phillies like he's been doing to a lot of teams this year. I'm going to do all of this, but it'll give us some insight into how the Braves are feeling this year. A lot of interesting storylines. They just saw Freddie Freeman for the first time. Well, for the first time in Atlanta, he came back. So that had to be emotional for some of the guys. The locker room dynamic with Ronald Acuna suffering a slight injury, Ozzy Albies suffering a major injury. There's a lot of stuff that I'm interested with when it comes to the Braves, and this is the team we're trying to chase down. So to catch your prey, you have to know how your prey thinks. Well, our prey is the Atlanta Braves right now, and I'm going to try and get inside their heads, and maybe I'll even try and mess with them a little bit while I'm in there to help the Phils get an advantage. Professionally, of course, but I'll keep you updated on all that. A cool opportunity that I'm getting to do that. Happy to help out 680 the Fan down there in Atlanta. And it's just something that I think will create a couple interesting stories for this podcast. So I'll keep you updated on everything over the next couple of days while we do that. Do a nice little tell-all session when everything's all said and done. And I think that'll be fun. So something to look forward to if you enjoy that type of content of the a look at a team that we don't normally get a glimpse into the inner workings of. Because I can tell you what's going on with the Phillies left and right. This is new territory for me and for you probably as a Philadelphia Phillies fan watching this. So it'll be fun, and I'll keep you updated. That starts tonight for game one. So I'll definitely let you guys know what happens in there. That's stepping off. Just wanted to give you an update as to what I'll be doing this week and an interesting mission I have to glean some information. But a big series between the Braves and the Phillies that starts tonight. Make sure we're all locked in. Make sure that we're all rooting the Phillies on because they could be tied for second place in the NL East when everything's all said and done at the end of this series. So that's all I've got for you today on Locked On Phillies. I want to thank you as always for making Locked On Phillies your first listen every day. Now make your second listen, Locked On MLB Prospects. Lindsey Crosby is awesome. He's growing his subscriber base hugely because he's great at what he does. He knows prospects inside and out. And this is the time of year where you see it. Injuries happen all over Major League Baseball, and that leads to some top prospects getting called up. If you need to know about any of them, check out Lindsey Crosby on Locked On MLB Prospects. He'll tell you everything you need to know to be prepared for the stars of the future to make it to Major League Baseball. Go check it out. Again, available wherever you get your podcast. That's Locked On MLB Prospects. And that's all the time I've got for you today. I'll give you the latest from inside the Braves locker room and down at Citizens Bank Park on tomorrow's Locked On Phillies.